Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant milestone in India's defense manufacturing transformation has just been achieved with the launch of INSHATI, the first of 11 next-generation offshore patrol vessels, or NGOPVs, under a contract worth 9,781 crore. What makes this significant is that the program boasts an impressive 76% indigenous content, exceeding the Defence Acquisition Procedure 2020 minimum. This is a flagship example of India's push towards defence indigenization, a critical aspect of the country's broader Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. First, let's understand the context behind the NGOPV program. India's existing fleet of offshore patrol vessels, most of which were inducted in the 1990s and 2000s, is aging. These vessels are crucial for performing what are known as grey zone missions, which fall between the responsibilities of major warships and coast guard boats. This includes offshore surveillance, anti-piracy operations, protection of India's 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone, EEZ, and humanitarian assistance. With India's EEZ covering approximately 2.37 million square kilometers, one of the world's largest, the introduction of 11 new vessels will significantly enhance maritime domain awareness. Now, let's delve into the specifics of INSHATI and the NGOPV program. The construction of these vessels is being carried out concurrently at two defense public sector undertakings, DPSUs, namely Goa Shipyard Limited, GSL, and Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, GRSE. GSL is building 6 of these vessels, while GRSE is constructing 5. This dual-yard approach not only accelerates the delivery of the NGOPVs but also helps in building the capacity of both shipyards simultaneously. GSL also made headlines on the same day by delivering ICGS Achal, a fast patrol vessel, FPV, to the Indian Coast Guard. This delivery is part of the Coast Guard's efforts to modernize its coastal surveillance capabilities, reflecting the growing overlap between naval and Coast Guard indigenization under the Atmanirbhar Bharat framework. The legislative and policy framework driving India's defense indigenization includes the Defense Acquisition Procedure 2020, which replaced the Defense Procurement Procedure 2020. The DAP 2020 is the primary framework for defense procurement and mandates escalating indigenization across different categories. The NGOPVs qualify under the BY Indian IDDM category, meaning they are designed and developed indigenously, with the 76% indigenous content exceeding the DAP minimum. Positive indigenization lists, PILs, are another key component of India's defense indigenization strategy. The Ministry of Defense has issued 4 PILs, which ban the import of increasingly sophisticated defense items, thereby forcing the domestic industry to supply them. PIL 4, issued in 2024, added 98 items to this list, including certain ship systems, aerospace components, and missile subsystems. As a result, components such as diesel engines, marine gearboxes, radar systems, combat management software, and fire control systems, which will be used in the NGOPVs, must now be sourced indigenously. The NGOPV program involves two of India's 8 DPSUs, GSL and GRSE. GSL specializes in the construction of offshore patrol vessels, survey ships, and fast patrol vessels, with recent deliveries including in Sujata, a survey vessel, and ships for the Indian Coast Guard. GRSE, on the other hand, has expertise in building frigates, corvettes, anti-submarine warfare craft, and landing ships, with key deliveries including Project 17 of frigates like INS Taragiri and INS Dunagiri, as well as INS Agrai, an anti-submarine warfare craft. Now, let us turn to the current status of India's naval shipbuilding ecosystem. The country has active programs underway, including the NGOPV program, which is part of its broader ambition to achieve a genuine blue water capability. This means having the ability to project power beyond the Indian Ocean, in line with India's role as the net security provider of the Indo-Pacific, a concept that has been articulated since 2005 and continues under the current government. The NGOPVs are not blue water platforms themselves but serve as an enabling layer, freeing up frigates and destroyers for high-end missions by handling routine maritime security tasks. With that background in place, let us look at the implications for India's naval strategy. The Indian Maritime Security Strategy, captured in documents like the 2015 Strategy and successive Naval Doctrine, outlines the country's aim for a robust maritime presence. The NGOPV program is a crucial step in this direction, enabling the Indian Navy to enhance its surveillance and protection capabilities across its vast EEZ. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The NGOPV program involves the construction of 11 vessels, with Inshachi being the first, launched on 31st March 2026. The contract for these vessels is worth 9,781 crore, and the program boasts approximately 76% indigenous content. The vessels are being built concurrently at GSL and GRSE, with 6 at GSL and 5 at GRSE. The contract was signed in March 2023 between the Ministry of Defence, GSL, and GRSE. The specifications of the NGOPVs include a length of 110 meters, a displacement of 2,900 tons, a speed of over 25 knots, and a range of 8,500 nautical miles, with a helicopter deck capable of handling 15-ton helicopters. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the NGOPV program, Inshachi, GSL, GRSE, the 9,781 crore contract, the 76% indigenous content, DAP 2020, PIL-4, ANANS Vikrant. For mains GS-3, critically evaluate India's Defence Acquisition Procedure 2020 in accelerating defence indigenization and discuss the structural barriers that remain. For mains GS-2, international relations, assess the gap between doctrine and capability in India's role as the net security provider in the Indo-Pacific. In an interview, be prepared to discuss where India should focus its defence R&D investment, considering examples like the development of indigenous aircraft carriers and the import of jet engines. This development in India's naval indigenization efforts marks a significant step forward in the country's pursuit of self-reliance in defence manufacturing, aligning with the broader goals of the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative. As India continues to enhance its maritime capabilities, the NGOPV program will play a crucial role in ensuring the security of its vast exclusive economic zone and contributing to its emerging role as a net security provider in the Indo-Pacific.